B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 542. Hey, that was fun. The champ from Anchorman, David Koechner, he was on that.
Yeah, that little thing-majig.
It's his birthday today.
So. Is it?
Yeah, little thing-majig. 58. Champ Kind. He was great.
That's
Anchorman's a great movie.
His real name is Champ.
No, that was David Koechner.
Oh, okay.
In the movie, it was Champ Kind, the sports guy.
Wow, you really watch that movie a lot.
Yeah, the secret. Yeah, the secret crush on Will Ferrell's character.
Oh, did
Ron,
he?
Ron, yeah, Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy.
Yeah, remember how he said he smelled like musk?
Oh, I forget. I only watched it once, not 100 times.
Oh, I know. I've seen it 100 times. I can't stop watching it.
Well,
when it comes
yeah.
up. Hey, yeah, Brian Bell's back from vacation.
Yeah.
Brian, hello. Look at you. You shaved.
Oh, I felt
you
good to
good.
Shave.
Wow.
I don't shave,
shave
on vacation.
On vacation.
No. Oh, you had no shave vacation.
Yeah.
No,
me too.
Yeah.
I have those. They're my favorite.
We heard. I actually did something fun.
How to make Bob uncomfortable in one easy sentence.
You know what makes me uncomfortable?
What's
did you see
that?
A picture of Madonna and his daughter, Lourdes? Or her daughter, Lourdes?
Yeah.
Is that her name, Lourdes?
Lola. Call her Lola. It's yeah. easier.
Lola's not shaving her armpits this summer.
Yeah. That's all right.
Is it?
It is, according to a lot of people, but you're like a weird hair dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's an edgy, edgy take there. He doesn't like black armpits.
Yeah, some people are like on the fade, don't care, but you are. That is a hard line for you.
Brian.
Shave your pits.
Brian, come on.
Like a little, you know, upkeep.
Let's be honest. Anyway. Yeah.
No, am I...
was it a good vacation?
Yeah, it was good. We just chilled. We relaxed.
Nice.
I don't know if you've been watching. We watched a lot of sports. The Celtics.
Oh.
Gordon Hayward got hurt, but he's been rocking a really bad mustache.
Yeah.
So I did this morning for my son. I'm going to show him later today.
That Let's is see. Very...
When
that
I
is...
shaved today, I...
Wow.
Took a mustache picture for my boy Sam.
You had a serious stash going, Brian.
Yeah, I'd rather. Probably. Yeah,
wow.
Like for hairy armpits to you is a mustache like that
See?
To me.
So,
it's okay. There
okay,
you go.
So
right.
there you go.
There it is.
Teach his own.
I think you should have kept that stash.
Oh no, that's bad. That's bad.
Wife, no.
Oh no.
It just
no.
you look like creepy.
Like a creep.
It's yeah. You
she
look
would
like
you shave you in the middle of the night. Here's a fun story.
That's what Dave does to me.
In the middle of
Wow.
I remember when I was a kid, I was staying at my cousin's house. We were probably 10, 11, and he had the G.I. Joe with a beard, and I had to shave it. I wanted to shave that beard.
See, this has been a problem with you for a long time.
Yeah, so he was sleeping. I go, hey, his name was Bobby. Bobby, can I shave the G.I. Joe? I don't care. Go ahead. So I shaved his G.I. Joe. Not good.
Really?
Yeah, he was next.
Sounds like a weird euphemism.
Yeah, it was just
let me shave you.
I think we're done here.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Now that you bring it up.
Where'd the show go? It's only Monday.
Good to be back.
All right, sunny and thunderstorms possible.
You started
it,
Bob.
The ROR Morning Show. You're locked into the summer of nonstop music on WROR.
LBF, real quick.
Yes.
We had a listener message our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show. Want to know if your license plates are LBF because she saw somebody with those plates.
No, but I want them.
They're taken.
Darn it.
Oh, we're going to need somebody to run a plate for us then.
Yeah, no, really. Who's LBF?
I don't know.
Probably somebody.
She took a picture.
Really? What kind of car?
Just the plate.
Just the plate.
It just was mass plates, LBF, and said... I want to know if this is your car.
Oh, nope, it's not my car. Mine's like ZB something. I don't know.
We don't even know your own plate.
No, I don't know my own plate.
There's
Does anybody? Do you
I
know
don't
your
know.
Plate?
No.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you do?
Sure.
No, I don't. Because mine's fairly new to me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Right, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts
okay.
from Jersey, whatever. So,
right,
no,
right,
I don't
right.
know. But LBF is taken. Sorry, you can't have that anymore.
That bums me out a little
bit. I know,
bit.
You can be LBF.
Although, yeah, okay. I don't want anybody knowing how I drive, because sometimes I drive like a Muppet.
Like, who wants that? You don't want that out there.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, and it's brought to you by Kraft P3 Portable Protein Packs. Try their portable packs, up to 13 grams of protein for meat, cheese, and nuts with convenient on-the-go packaging. P3 is there for your commute or whenever you need a boost of energy, like a Monday. Okay, LBF, yeah. What's cool?
Okay, the most iconic fashion item of all time.
Most iconic?
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Wow.
Well, yes.
What could that be? All right.
I'm thinking fanny pack, but anyway.
That's iconic.
That's ironic. Okay.
It has been, you know, not only the summer of COVID, but the summer of Cannonball.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Another Cannonball run record.
I don't know how these people are not
insane.
Stopped. I can't go, if you 10 miles over the speed limit on a 15-mile track, I'm going to get pulled over.
It's because you're driving the wrong car.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because you drive a car that people, you know, assume you're a jerk.
Oh, you're driving a jerk car.
Yep.
Well, you should have told me. I think you did. Okay, coming up, this is good news. A woman in Britain is one of the oldest, well, she's Britain's oldest COVID-19 survivor.
Oh.
At 107.
Whoa.
She's got a few tips on how to get that far. I mean, if you want to.
Yeah.
107.
I'm in.
She has one secret that she
does
every day.
I'm sure I'm not
day.
Doing it. I'm sure I'm not doing
she
it.
She does this every day. Okay, I'll tell you what that is coming up.
Okay, so, iconic fashion items. Not on the list, and I'm very upset about it. Shoulder pads. Because I feel like they're very iconic.
You miss the shoulder pads?
Oh, I miss them. I have slopey shoulders, so I really love
Don't
them.
Slouch. Slopey Don't slouch.
Yeah.
Can you see your clavicles, though?
No, I am in the clavicle protection program.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's
yes.
Okay. So you like a nice shoulder pad?
I like a nice shoulder pad. But that's not on the list.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to do 5-1. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
Louis Vuitton, number 5.
Anything Louis Vuitton?
Yeah.
Anything.
Do you ever own anything Louis Vuitton?
No.
I mean, they're like.
I bought my wife a phone case once.
Oh, yeah, like it cost, like, was like a mortgage payment, right?
As big as you got.
Exactly. Yeah. I've always been, like, stunned by people who have Louis Vuitton, like, steamer trunks, like, or, the, you know, like the Real Housewives.
They want to stun you.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ralph Lauren polo shirts. Everyone's had one of those.
Yeah.
Nike
yeah.
Air Max shoes.
Yeah. What are those?
I have no idea.
Well, you know, the Air Max, they had the little air thing
back
in the day. Still have some throwback ones you can get. They're cool.
Okay. All right. The denim jacket.
Yeah.
But number one, do you remember this commercial? Hear it? Got it?
You got to turn LBF.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you got to give me a heads up
okay.
there.
Jesus. Cupid and a button fly to Levi's 501 Blues. Levi's 501 Blues. Bruce Willis was in one of their commercials, and Jason Alexander was, too, and Wesley Snipes.
Before they were famous. Right? Yeah.
But, yeah, Levi's 501 Blues are the most iconic fashion item.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily agree.
Don't wear one
agree.
And two together.
What do they cost now?
I know.
What's a pair of 501s cost now?
$60.
That's crazy.
I don't know. Wow. I mean, all my jeans are stretchy.
Do they still have huskies?
No,
<they're
not. laughs>
Buttonfly. Remember the Buttonfly? Well, what a pain in the
You know what I like about 501s? Correct me if I'm wrong. But don't they have your size on the
They do, which is why I've never owned a pair.
Don't you love that?
Yep.
Oh, wow, 38. Yeah.
Hey.
That's me, not you.
But don't 38 shame people. 38
I'm
more to love.
Sometimes
more to
36,
love.
Sometimes. Okay, Brian.
All right. It's been the summer with such little traffic this summer because everyone's been home. Guys have been setting the Cannonball record over and over. A pair who just set it in November and then had it beaten, beat it again. They rigged their Audi to look like a Taurus undercover cop car.
Smart.
And they did it in 25 hours, 39 minutes.
Wow.
So
2,816
miles. Run is from where to where?
From the Red Ball Garage in Manhattan to California.
Okay.
I drove to Syracuse this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, back and forth. That was enough for me. and it took me 10 hours.
Yeah, but you weren't on a quest. You were dropping things off.
Yeah, no, that's dropping people off.
They averaged 100 miles an hour, and they hit a high speed of 175.
No,
in 2016 Audi
what?
S6.
I feel like you'd be airborne if you did that.
175?
175.
Do they have clearance to get at least, I mean, our clearance? Cops, they're just doing this.
It's illegal.
Illegal.
It's highly illegal.
And,
now, why aren't they kind of being sought after that happens?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Too late.
Really, does it matter?
Catch them in the act.
Well, it kind of does. You're encouraging people to go 175 miles an hour.
No, I'm not.
Brian is. He's the one who's talking about it.
Brian, yeah.
I'm not encouraging him. It's like, wow, way to go, guys.
Way to go.
I feel like that's very excessive.
Yeah. All right, this woman here made it to 107.
Okay.
Not speed,
miles an hour.
Her age. She is Angela Hutor from Britain, somewhere in Britain. She is the oldest COVID-19 survivor in Britain. All right, 107.
Yeah.
She has survived two world wars, one and two.
Yeah.
She has survived the Spanish flu.
Right.
And now COVID-19. Jeez. Her secret? Are you ready for this?
Am I going to be surprised?
Yeah. No, it's actually something you can do.
Okay.
She eats an orange every day. She doesn't squeeze it. She quarters it and eats an orange every day. She's done that for her entire life, as far as she can remember.
Can I put it into some champagne?
Use it as a garnish.
Yeah, exactly.
She also says, stay calm. Okay. Have an orange every day. When she was suffering from COVID-19, her daughters called to say their final goodbye.
Her daughters are still alive?
Yeah, they're in their 80s. And she said, simmer down. It's all good. Get me an orange. And that was it.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I just thought it was an apple a day.
No, it's an orange.
Huh. But nothing rhymes with orange.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, it's 6:30. Don't forget, coming up 8 o'clock. Another shot at our song scramble. That's number 17. It's a tough one. It's so tough. The boss said, guys, I bet this lasts all week.
Whoa.
He thinks
really?
It's going to last
does,
all
huh?
week. And I said, no. Our boss, as smart as you are and as handsome as you are.
Somewhat diabolical.
And the greatest boss ever.
Right.
It's all that. You're wrong on this one. Because I think it's going to be done, and probably sooner than we think. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Here it is, real quickly. Listen fast.
Wow, that's fast.
Five songs in there?
Five songs.
Yep. Oh, my God.
So anyway, just letting you know, we're going to prove them wrong at 8 o'clock. Someone's going to get all five of those, get $1,000.
Wow, okay.
And they'll be in the running for $1 million. Hey, a question real quick.
Yeah.
What is going on with Instagram? Last night, we were watching Outlander, and we're almost done. Mm-hmm. And then my wife, on a slow scene, is scrolling Instagram and got to, you're all caught up.
Okay.
And after that, it was all ads. She was livid. Hmm. Have you seen
them all, because I'm never caught up. I follow too many people.
Okay.
So there's that.
So, once
so she needs to follow more people.
That's what she needs.
She made it to the end of Instagram.
Yeah.
She made it to the end.
That's pretty impressive.
And then after that, it was
She must have been really scrolling.
She's like, yeah. Somebody's hacked my Instagram. I said, no, you're all caught up. And now it's all ads after that.
So the key is to follow more people.
I'll tell her.
Not scroll during slow times during Outlander. And when is Outlander ever slow?
There was like a chit-chatty, you
know. Oh, there was
I
no
love
sex.
You. Yeah, exactly.
I love you.
Yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? All right.
I love you. You love me.
It's yada, yada.
Yeah, yada, yada. Okay. Anyway, I'm just giving you a heads up. Instagram, once you're all caught up, you're done. Anywho, what's coming up with Dirty Laundry? We're not caught up.
We're not caught up.
We're never caught up with Dirty Laundry, ever.
Well, we've gotten an update on the Lori Loughlin sentencing. We have Paris Hilton and the terrible things that happened to her in boarding school.
You see the New York Post this weekend about Lori Loughlin? They're mean.
Well, the Post is boo-hoo,
Becky.
Oh.
You believe that?
That's a little mean.
Okay. All right. Boo-hoo, Becky.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Don Henley. Boom.
Yeah, and look at that.
And here he is again.
All coming together.
Coming together. Heartache tonight to Dirty Laundry.
Right, exactly. All That's right. exactly what happens, actually.
It's a heartache, and then you...
Yeah.
All right. What do you have in the Dirty Laundry?
Well, I have Lori Loughlin's sentencing. We've got Why Rich People Just Stay Rich, and it's annoying. And Paris Hilton's Bombshell. First, Lori Loughlin will go to prison for 2 months. How long she'll really go, I don't know. Maybe a couple of weeks. But she's got to go. There's no house arrest. Mm-hmm. She was sentenced on Friday for her part in the Varsity Blues college admission scandal. Her husband will serve 5 months. They have to pay $150,000, and he has to pay $250,000.
You think President Trump will pardon her?
No.
No?
I think he's no.
Not her. Okay.
Not her. He's got a. She's in a. He's got to pardon a lot more friends before he gets to Laurie.
Okay. Yeah. Just a suggestion.
But anyway,
yeah. Tiger King's ahead of her.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. True, right. I don't know, Steve Bannon. Anyway, the judge Nathaniel Gorton, Boston judge, he said he hopes Loughlin spends for the rest of her charmed life making amends. This is what he said to her.
He was tough.
Here you are, and this is true, an admired, successful, professional actor with a long-lasting marriage, two apparently healthy, resilient children, more money than you could possibly need, a beautiful home in sunny Southern California, a fairy tale life, yet you stand before me a convicted felon, and for what? For the inexplicable desire to grasp even more.
Do you know what he said that was the most, to me, that made the most salient point?
Yeah.
He said, you took the, you and whoever else was involved with
husband,
this.
Yeah.
Two seats from kids who deserved it.
Right.
Who could actually be on the crew team.
Who did the work. Yeah.
Yep. You took their spots.
Yep.
That's what really made sense, right?
Yes. Yeah. She said she made an awful decision and that she went along. She lost her moral compass.
You don't think she'll do her hard 60?
No, I don't think so.
What
I
do you say?
Do
hard 30?
Now maybe 2.5, 3 weeks. That's my theory.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. I mean, just...
That's enough for
it's
her,
It's a waste.
Though.
You know what? Yeah. It's a waste. Mm. It's a waste of all of it.
You know, my kid applied for USC the same year.
Really?
To go to college there.
How much did you pay?
I didn't know that's how the game works. You didn't get in.
Is, like, USC a great school?
It's the University of Spoiled Children.
Is it? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the thing is with this sort of situation, if your parents do this, you never know if you can get in on your own.
That's right.
I learned that watching Riverdale this weekend.
Okay. Oh,
when Veronica's father got her into Harvard. All right. So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Veronica. Veronica.
I'm telling you guys, Riverdale's such a good show.
Yeah, okay.
Finding Freedom, that book about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Well, this is an annoying portion of being rich, or at least following rich people. They basically had everything paid for them, and they still do. Like, when they went, according to this biography, the couple received more than $4.5 million in gifts, starting with Meghan's comped $535 Soho House Hotel for their first date. Basically, she's friends with the owner, and she comped them $6,000 over the weekend.
Yeah.
And
they
get everything for free.
But you know what? Don't lose sight of the fact that they don't want to be in the spotlight.
Ugh.
They really just want to be alone.
I know. It's just, it's so
right?
Good. It's such baloney. And I really love the royal family, and I love the whole, like, thing because, you know, I was raised on Disney and all that crap.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know.
Please,
it's so bad.
Don't. They want to be left alone.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't want to be left alone?
In Hollywood.
Paris Hilton. I do enjoy Paris Hilton. Her cooking show is really interesting. She has a YouTube documentary coming out now, sort of about her life and how she's not really the spoiled brat everyone thinks she is. And she had a very awful experience at a boarding school in Utah when she was a teenager because she was kind of out of control. So her parents sent her to this boarding school for 11 months where she was physically and emotionally and verbally abused. And she talks a lot about that. And that documentary is coming out at the end of the month. So,
okay.
That's what
she
you
has
know.
Her cooking show is just the best.
It's the so best. Funny because it's just so Paris.
It's so Paris. Okay. So anyway,
you make this is how I make lasagna. Don't get the stuff you boil. Get the baked, but I don't have the baked right now, so I'm going to boil this.
Right.
That's hot.
It's hot.
This isn't my kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I like that. It's hot, so don't burn your fingers.
Right. That's
no? Okay, good. Okay, 648. Good stuff, LBF. There's Brian Adams. Hey, thank you to listener Deb, who just schooled us on Instagram. Thank you, Deb. I was saying earlier that last night watching TV with Carolyn, she got all caught up on Instagram. Literally, it says
like
you're all caught up.
Reaching the end of the internet.
Yeah, and after that, it was all, you know, suggested posts of stuff she really didn't care about. So it just ruined her day. And then Deb said, hey, when
wow.
you get to... Well, yeah, you know, she...
I get it.
Instagram... And Deb said, when you get to all caught up, you can just hit view older posts.
Okay.
And it's simple, in your face. So that should save a lot of grief today.
It
thanks,
should.
Thanks, Deb. You've never reached the end.
No.
Too many friends.
Too many friends,
see,
Bob.
Apparently we don't have enough. Okay. Or do we? That's the question. Hey, you guys want to play a riddle coming up next?
Yeah, riddle
while you
this.
Were on vacation a couple of weeks ago, we did some riddles that were just mind-blowing.
Really?
So much that your dad was talking about
them. I'm bad at riddles.
That's why we're going to do it.
Okay, great. So
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, just a real quick traffic tip. Sturo Drive, that's the silver walking bridge.
Yeah.
Truck stuck.
Truck versus bridge. Advantage bridge.
Bridge wins.
Oh, that does make it feel like back to school, though, doesn't it?
That's what it is, right?
Right? Yeah,
I mean, who knows? But anyway, so if you're in need of Sturo Drive, one lane blocked, I wonder if they can just...
You can't have nice things.
Can't they just... You know those riddles? Like, how'd the truck move?
Right.
You have to deflate the tires, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. I think it might take more than that for this one.
This one looks very stuck. Yeah. Speaking of riddles, guys, you want to play the Riddle Me?
Riddle Me this game?
Let's do it. We did this a while ago while you were on vacay, so you missed the fun.
I'm terrible at riddles,
all right. All right, so here's the riddle. Let's see if you can solve this today. Phone lines are open, 888-410-1057. Here is the riddle. An Arab sheikh is old and must will his fortune to one of his sons. He makes a proposition. His two sons will ride their camels in a race. And whichever camel crosses the finish line last, plot twist, will win the fortune for its owner.
Okay. During the race, the two brothers wander aimlessly for days, neither willing to cross the finish line or ask directions. Mm-hmm. In desperation, they ask a wise man for advice.
It was none of us, but the wise man tells them something. The brothers leap onto the camels and charge towards the finish line.
What did the wise man say to the brothers?
Oh, what did he say?
Okay.
I'm loving this music. Okay, that's the riddle.
That's the tone.
Two camels, two brothers, one fortune. The owner must finish last.
And so what do they do?
They sit and squat until the old wise man tells them a secret.
Hey, brothers, hit what you do.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
Like it.
All right. So people have to guess what the wise man said?
What did the wise man say to the brothers to get that fortune?
Oh, boy.
All right, riddle me that. Well, we'll see. 888-410-1057. Okay, so we're playing this riddle me game, and... you love these. I'll read it real quick.
I've never felt dumber.
Yes. An Arab sheikh is old and he must will his fortune to one of his two sons. He makes a proposition. His two sons will ride their camels in a race. Whichever camel crosses the finish line last will win the fortune for its owner. Okay? During the race, the two brothers wander aimlessly for days, neither willing to cross the finish line. Finally, they ask a wise man for advice. He tells them something. Then they both dash off on their camels. Okay? What did the wise man say?
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's what Elvis said, but I'm not going to say. Thank you.
Did that start the answer?
No.
My singing was for nothing. My singing was for nothing then.
Yeah, it was for nothing. But we enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, we did. All right. Let's see. Hi, do you know what the wise man said?
I think so.
What do you think it is?
I think he told them to switch camels.
Why?
Well, so then they could race and try and win, and then the loser would be, he would own the loser camel.
Ah. Is that what the wise man said, LBF?
That is what the wise man said.
That is what I said.
Yes. What old wise men sound like?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's the good news. The bad news is you win nothing. But
bragging rights.
That's okay. I win.
Bragging rights.
Well, no, I win bragging rights.
There you go. All right, good stuff.
Thanks.
See, that was more. A lot of people got it.
Yes. I have no.
Now you get it?
I barely.
You get it now because.
Kind of. Barely. I need a picture drawing of it. I don't.
They switch camels.
Yeah, I get it.
All right, let's see if you get this one. Okay. Brian is so good at this.
I know.
I'm going to give you first crack at it. When you give, just say I give. A woman walks into a room.
I give.
Okay, let me finish, as her husband always says.
Go ahead. Wait, what?
Why did you interrupt her? Okay, a woman walks into a room with a match.
Yeah.
With a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. What does she light first?
Wait, say it again.
A woman walks into a room with a match, a kerosene lamp, a candle, and a fireplace. Now, which of those does she light first?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. This one's easy.
A kerosene lamp?
Brian?
The match?
Yes!
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
You did it.
I'm so sad. I know. I'm not good at this.
All right, here's one more. Okay. What word gets shorter by adding two letters to it? What word gets shorter by adding two letters to it?
Shorter?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
so
great.
Good.
Yeah, look at you.
Wow,
so
all right.
Yeah, that's fine. All right. I'll save more for later.
Okay.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. You're getting good. What do you have for dirty laundry?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll give you one more.
All right,
one
go
more.
Ahead. Wait.
Two in front, two in behind, and one in the middle. How many are there?
I don't know, but it sounds like a fun Saturday night.
two in front, two in behind, and one in the middle. How many are there, Brian?
Is it five?
No. Two in front.
Oh, is it three?
Two in behind. Yes.
Three.
Yeah, yep. Two in front, two in behind, and one in the middle.
I don't get it.
How many are there?
I stick to my first answer. Right. What's coming up in Dirty Laundry? Lori Loughlin and her sentencing and what the judge said to her.
Ooh,
not pretty.
All right,
she is, but
I'm going to take a chance here. ROR, good morning.
Good morning. I have a riddle for you.
Okay.
Okay. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
A man wakes up in the morning. He walks downstairs. He opens the front door. Picks up the morning newspaper. He reads that 17 people died in a shipwreck overnight. He goes back upstairs, turns the light on, and kills himself. Why?
Jeez.
Got it.
Hold on to it, Brian.
Wait a minute.
Need to think about that.
Oh, God.
17 people died in a shipwreck. He goes back upstairs and shoots himself? Why? Is the answer questions why?
I'm going to say it again.
All right.
Okay, gotcha.
A man wakes up in the morning, walks downstairs, opens the front door, and picks up the morning newspaper. He reads that 17 people died in a shipwreck overnight, walks back upstairs, turns on the light, and kills himself. Why?
I give up. Hang on to that answer.
Come on, Brian.
You know what it is?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Hang on to it, Brian. I'm not ready to give up yet.
You want to give up yet?
No, I'm not giving up yet. All right. Noodle that.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brooks, LBF, and Brian. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. All night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Don't forget, the summer of nonstop music rolls at 9:15 with 3 hours commercial-free music. So that's pretty cool. Nobody plays more music for your Monday or your workday than right here, 105.7 WROR.
Really?
All right, you want to do this? We have a caller on the line. He gave us a, boy, another brain buster, an unsolved mystery, as it were.
Okay.
All right, caller, give it to us one more time.
A man wakes up in the morning, okay, and he walks downstairs. He opens the front door, picks up the morning newspaper. He reads that 17 people died in a shipwreck overnight. He goes back upstairs, turns the light on, and kills himself. Why?
Oh, man.
I don't know the answer, but I feel like he was responsible in some way, but I don't know what his job is. Am I looking for his job?
No.
No?
Is there gas in the room and it blows up? No.
It's like,
Brian, do you want to
on the right track?
I'm on the right track. See, I'm a detective. I'm just
right
a
track.
Dumb detective.
You're on the right track.
I am on the right track. All right, so he was in somehow responsible for the shipwreck.
Yeah.
You know, you're going.
So he was a captain or a, he was asleep and then he got the paper.
I got
why did he turn the light on?
Yeah, that's the hitch.
He turned the light on?
Oh, he's a lighthouse
yes!
guy.
He was the keeper of the lighthouse.
His light was
Whoa!
Off.
Oh, that's a good one.
You got it that fast?
I know. He's weird.
That's crazy.
Some people do, some people don't. All right, LBF, I got one easy for you.
Okay.
If a rooster lays an egg on a pitched roof, which way does the egg roll, left or right?
Roosters don't lay eggs.
Thank you.
Very good. There you go.
All right. Yeah.
There you go.
Make me feel good.
You guys have an awesome day.
Yeah. You too. Bye.
That's good. All righty. So there you go. It was the lighthouse.
Yeah.
Brian gets these insanely
fast. Just,
it's
yeah,
nuts.
Super quick.
Either he's heard every riddle ever made or he's super smart.
He's the son of teachers.
Maybe
I swear
that's what
it's
it is.
An advantage.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, we used to have quizzes on vacation.
Yeah, like yeah. something like that.
All right, Dirty Laundry coming up next. Yeah, okay, let's clean up the laundry from over the weekend.
Okay.
747 LBF.
Let's get to the dirtiest stuff first. Lori right. Loughlin was going to prison for 2 months. Her husband's going to go for five. He has to pay $250,000. She has to pay $150,000. And she got a dressing down by the judge saying to her, "You stand before me a convicted felon, and for what? For the inexplicable desire to grab more."
Yeah.
And it's true. That's really what it boils down to.
And what he said that I think really ticked him off, not the fact that she had a fairy tale life, that's one thing.
Well, she stole two seats.
Stole two spots from kids who deserved it.
Yeah, so actually somebody who played crew.
Yeah.
Or crewed, what do you
well,
say?
Well, you crew. Well, yeah. She was the coxswain, right? You know what the coxswain does.
Yells. That's my
yes.
favorite part.
Just say stroke.
Stroke, that's
Isn't
it.
Isn't that basically yeah. the...
Sitting and yelling.
Really irks me off.
Right.
It's sitting and yelling. It's, why didn't I know... I did not know about this when I was growing up. That there was could, a sport that you, would allow me
yeah.
to sit and yell while everyone else
too.
Does the work.
Yeah, you get in the front of the boat and just say Sweet. Stroke. I think.
I don't care. You think?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you're not a crew guy. Okay, so Dwight Yoakam, I just want to let everyone know... Ugh. Is a dad.
Oh, God.
Really?
He and his wife, Emily, announced the birth this past Sunday of their new baby boy, Dalton Lauren Yoakam.
Oh, Lauren.
Lauren, yeah. L-O-R-E-N.
Oh, like the other guy.
He is 63, and she is...
Yeah, how old is she?
I don't know.
They're not saying.
They're not saying. They're not saying.
I swear to God, have you Googled this yet, the image?
She looks very, very,
have you seen
very,
her?
Very young.
I mean, it
how old do you think she is?
If she's 25, I'd
like
be
she'd
shocked.
Get carded, right?
Yeah,
they would be like, "Your grandfather is sitting at the table waiting for you. You better hurry up because he's
you
got one
say,
foot in the grave and another on a banana peel."
You're going to make him a grandpa again?
I know.
That's what it looks like.
I like Dwight Yoakam.
I like Dwight.
I love his music.
He's great in
but
concert.
You know how I feel about.
He's a honky tonk man.
Yeah, he sure is.
He is.
And finally,
36.
What? Oh, that's a lie.
She's 36.
She looks good. I hate
24, 36.
36. Like 25-year-olds. Anyway, and Paris Hilton has a new documentary coming out on YouTube, and she discusses her boarding school experience, which was, according to her, emotionally, verbally, and physically abusive. She'd been sent by her parents because she was sneaking out of the hotel that she lived in when she was a teenager and going out and partying.
Shocked.
Sneaking out of the hotel she lived in.
The Waldorf Astoria. I know.
What?
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. She lived in that. She was a Manhattan princess.
But now she's a chef.
She's a chef.
She's on a cooking show.
She makes some lasagna.
Hey, you know this cooking show that's doing it right? We had Saturday morning. We watched Ree, Pioneer Woman.
Yeah.
She's doing, her kids film it now because they won't let film crews in.
Yeah.
I like it
they
more.
They do a great job. Yeah.
Do they?
See the house.
I can't. Does she? Yeah. I can't watch her because she's going to light herself on fire. And let this be a lesson to you, chefs out there. Do not wear bell sleeves when you're over an open flame.
Yeah, she had that.
It's cooking 101.
She's not going to cook in a tank top.
She should.
Lad's not going to let her do that.
Lad is not going to let her do that.
No.
And that, sir, is why I don't watch that stupid show.
There's more beef on that show. I'm telling you. Yeah, a lot of beef
She's
out
got
there.
A big freezer, too.
Oh, big freezer.
Really?
No, it's good.
It's like a whole cow in there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. No,
it's nothing like a woman with a big freezer.
That's good stuff. All right. Coming up, the hardest song scramble yet.
Yeah?
The hardest song scramble yet is coming up next. Maybe you can crack that scramble. Okay.
Okay, I see what you did there. You talking eggs?
Talking eggs. You can crack the scramble and get yourself $1,000, then be in the running for $1 million. That's coming up next, but seriously, it is so tough. Friday's caller, zero.
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 That's embarrassing.
That's not good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for two full years. Visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player, Danny from Sharon. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Good morning, LBF. Good morning, Bob.
Nice to meet you, Danny. So when Brian said we were playing with Danny today, I didn't expect it was you, Danny. D-A-N-I. I like
D-A-N-I.
It. Yeah, it's very nice.
I like that name.
Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I live in Sharon. I'm a doctor in Boston.
Oh. You're a doctor?
Doctor?
Oh.
Wow, all right. It's
kind of
on. Yeah, what kind of doctor are you?
I work with both adults and kids in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
How's it going, Danny? I mean, as far as the COVID and all that?
Much better than it was earlier.
Yeah. That's the news we've been looking for. Flatten the curve.
Yeah,
I like
so hopefully, it. Hopefully that continues.
Well, right. So we got a doctor on the line. So here's how it
Are
works.
You nervous, LBF?
I'm a little nervous. Just don't ask me to get on a scale. A lot of doctors do that, and I frown upon it.
Just don't ask me to cough. All right, Danny, you ready?
Oh,
wow. Hey, stop it now. Come on. Here we go, Danny. You ready? Say pass if you're not sure.
I'm ready.
We'll get back to it. Here we go.
What's 5 plus 5?
10.
What kind of fur coat does Cruella de Vil covet?
A Dalmatian.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Pass.
What valuable product is obtained from the sturgeon?
Pass.
The zodiac sign Leo refers to what animal?
Lion.
Montpelier is the capital of which U.S. state?
Vermont.
What two dogs are bred to make a puggle?
A pug and a beagle.
What city is nicknamed the Big Apple?
New York.
On what New island city. Was the TV series Wings set?
Pass.
What is the hobby of a twitcher?
Pass.
Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
What valuable product is a tame for the sturgeon at the buzzer?
I don't know.
Caviar. You're still paying your college loans, but you'll
I know, exactly.
right.
You'll get there. You'll get there. All right, Dr. Danny, you got seven guys?
Seven.
7 out of 10.
That's really good.
You know, it's not fair. Number 9, she wasn't even around.
I know, but you know, like me TV. This TV series Wings was set on Nantucket. It's local.
Nantucket.
And the hobby of a twitcher is bird watching.
My husband's gotten into that recently.
Oh, that's what they do.
We're all bored.
Is he your age or is he older?
He's my age.
Oh, God. It's embarrassing. My husband does the same thing, too.
He's bird watching?
Yeah. Dave
is
loves
that what
the
he tells
birds.
You with
binoculars? Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's got
just watching birds, honey. Just
watching birds. Not the 20-year-old next door.
All right. Okay. Hey, Danny, thank you so much for playing. Listen,
they're both married to twitchers. Go figure.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt,
Danny.
It's a Canton Sharon thing, all right?
Okay. Danny, is there you must be near Not Your Average Joe's, right? There's got to be one near you.
I believe so.
Yeah, in Westwood, by Westwood Station.
Well, listen, we have $100. There you go. $100 Not Your Average Joe's gift card. You can take your bird watcher with you. Have a great time.
There's some birds around there. Yeah. Go for the early bird special. Get it?
Okay, got it. Danny,
thank you.
Danny, hey, Dr. Danny, thank you for the work you're doing. We appreciate that, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
So
now, you too. 7 out of 10. That's good. If you want to sign up, go to WROR.com. Play there. Multiple choice.
Yeah.
All right.
It's all up there.
Can't wait to see your answers for Twitcher. That's going to be fun.
All right.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, LBF, what do you have?
The most iconic fashion item of all time.
Of all time.
Any guesses?
Well, when you say fashion...
I know you don't know what that means.
Right. Oh, do you mean clothes?
I mean clothes, Bob.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, can't wait to find out.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Brian Bell.
Well, the one thing this summer of COVID's been good for is breaking Cannonball Run records. I am fascinated by these just because I always loved those movies.
That's it. Coming up. Brian, did you miss all this last week on vacation?
Oh, it was
all this
horrible sleeping
reverie?
In.
You must have missed all the
repartee.
The wit.
The mispronunciation.
Did you miss that?
I did.
Yeah, like by Thursday?
Friday,
maybe?
Boy.
Yeah, be honest. Okay. It is fruit and veggie season, right? You're buying all that fresh stuff at the farm stand.
Yep, throwing it out about a week and a half later.
Not anymore.
Really?
I'm going to tell you how... You can keep it fresh in the fridge for weeks.
No.
One little hack.
Okay.
Stay tuned. All right, go for it.
All right, fashion items that are iconic. You know, Guess jeans. Remember Guess jeans?
I guess so.
Crocs. I'm all about iconic. Chuck Taylor's bomber jackets. Mm-hmm. But what's
fanny
the
packs.
Number? Fanny packs.
Does that make the list?
Birkenstocks. I don't know.
All right. Top 5.
Number 1. Oh, you want top 5?
Yeah, you start from the bottom, go up.
That's exactly. That's
all right, Brian. Don't say anything there.
All right.
Miss you guys.
Louis Vuitton bags at number 5, you animals. Yeah. Ralph Lauren polo shirts popping the collars on that, right, Bob Bronson?
What year?
Ralph Lauren polo shirts.
Coming
you popped your collar.
Coming in number 4?
Yep.
Yep.
Nike Air Max shoes, which are the ones that you pump up, right?
No, those are Reeboks.
Those are Reebok.
Oh, those
pump.
Were great.
Yeah.
Can't believe they didn't
were
make
they?
It.
No.
I didn't wear sneakers, let's be honest. Levi's denim jackets, but the number one, Levi's 501 jeans.
501.
Best commercials in the 80s featuring Bruce Willis in one.
Yeah.
Jason Alexander from Seinfeld in another. Wesley Snipes in another.
I have an issue with the Levi's 501.
Why?
They advertise your size.
They all, right? I know. That, which is why I don't wear them.
Yeah, I know.
I remember we would wear boys' jeans like in the 80s, mm-hmm. like the button flies.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I refuse to because I'm not telling that tale. Yes. No, thank you.
No, thank
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah, I would stick to the guess.
You wore guess.
I'm surprised Calvin Klein didn't make it.
I wore guess.
Yeah. Guess what mind. Size I am.
I wear never mind.
Wow. All right.
Go for it.
Right. I always love the Cannonball Run movies, you know, that Lamborghini, oh, yeah. Adrian Barbeau. Mm. All right, but this...
Wow, throwback.
Yeah, this summer, mm-hmm. the Cannonball record has been falling constantly. These guys, who just set it in November, have set it one more time after theirs was broken over the summer. Mm-hmm. And you go basically from Manhattan to Redondo Beach. It's if you went the speed limit, it would be like 42 hours. It's 2,816 miles. They did it in 25 hours, 39 minutes.
It's crazy.
New York to Los wow. Angeles. And it's basically, they did it because they had this Audi that they rigged to look kind of like, you know, like the undercover cop cars, like the Taurus.
Yeah.
So they had it.
Dressed it down.
How about gas? What do they do for
they
gas?
They added a tank to the trunk. They did five fill-ups.
They stopped five times.
Their total gas stops were
five Phillips in that car.
31 minutes.
31 minutes.
That was their refuel time
and bathroom break,
and including bathroom breaks, the refuel time. They averaged 100 miles an hour.
That's
their
nuts.
Top speed, 175.
I drove 5 hours to Syracuse and back. Well, Friday and Saturday. I'm still exhausted.
What's the fastest you've ever driven, Bob?
I won't talk about that. Never
Why?
Mind. I'm wearing my Nevermind jeans.
Really? You won't say?
I can't.
It wasn't like it was yesterday.
Maybe it was.
My mother-in-law is listening.
But like, were you young? I assume you were young.
It was three digits. There were three digits.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
All right.
117, if you need to know.
117.
Yeah. Fastest I ever drove. Oh,
no, yeah?
You.
You want the rest of the story?
I feel like, yeah, I do.
Okay. It was the Richard Petty NASCAR experience.
Oh, it wasn't even on a regular road?
Nope. All right, here you go. Here's how keeping your fruit and vegetables longer in the fridge. You don't have to throw them away. We want to know the hack? Rinse your fruit in vinegar. Leave it on for 1 minute. Rinse it in vinegar. White vinegar will do. Then wash the food in water and place on a towel to dry, and it will last for weeks in the fridge.
Weeks?
Isn't that funny?
What's the vinegar do?
It does something to preserve it.
Food can be magic. Soaked
with just a good glug of vinegar, they say, to remove any pesticides also and particles in the food. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's like
that?
Just salad dressing, right? Like it's just dressing all the fruit and vegetables with. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, just squirt it with vinegar or soak it for a minute.
All right, I'll try it because if I throw out one more bag of salad, I'm gonna lose
you.
My mind.
All right, there you have it. There. You got a week to eat it.
Yeah, I know. Well, somehow the French fries and buffalo wings come first.
You know, vinegar on French fries underrated.
Hi, salt and vinegar chips.
Nice.
So they don't last a long time.
All right, plenty of salad.
105.7 WROR, the summer of non-stop music underway. And don't forget, at 9:15, we just go crazy. Throw out all commercials for 3 hours.
Yeah.
How about that for fun, okay? So that's at 9:15. Tell your friends to put on 105.7 for the most music all day. LBF, we have Jeff on the phone. We're just talking about the fruit and vegetable hack. You want your fruit to last longer, you soak it with vinegar.
Yep.
Right? Rinse it. Put it on a paper towel. Let it dry. And it's supposed to last a lot longer. You can try that.
Okay.
I know we're always throwing out fruit and veggies. So.
And, yeah, bag salad.
Yeah. So, Jeff, you have another hack here for us?
Tell LBF to put a paper towel in the plastic bag with the lettuce. It will preserve it a little bit longer other than the vinegar thingy that was just...
Oh, that's a good idea because it, will absorb the, because it gets, you know what happens to a bag salad.
Paper towel inside the bag.
Yeah, when you open the bag inside and then put the paper towel in, so then it will absorb some of that.
Oh, when spinach gets that
thing.
Right.
That watery,
yeah, and then it just stinks.
The same thing if you put that, the paper towel in a bag of bread and you change the bag to a Ziploc so it's airtight. And before you close the Ziploc, make sure all the air is out of it.
Yeah, take
all, right.
all the airs that kind of come out
hey,
of it.
Hey. There
you know
go.
What's funny? She doesn't have a problem yeah. throwing the bread out. That goes.
No,
it's
I
the salad.
Oh. No, I the bread we eat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Because we yeah.
Yeah.
I'll fill up on
yeah.
the bread.
Yeah. yeah. It's the, you know, the fruits and veggies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Free of charge.
You just need a hack for the bread. No, that's,
nope, I got yep. my own hack.
The hack
yeah. in my bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
yes,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Free of charge from Dana Farber, Bergman Women's, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening. How are things going there?
We're doing okay. The Bloodmobile is back on the road. We're doing hybrid, checking in inside, and the donations on the bus, but we're only utilizing half of the Bloodmobile.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's
yeah,
good to know.
Week and a half, still back, and we're so grateful to Mr. Kraft for allowing us to use the Pavilion Center at Gillette for 3.5 months.
That's amazing.
Monday,
oh, that's
Wednesday, Friday.
All right. It's yeah. Jeff, right?
Take care, guys.
Is it Jeff?
You got it, buddy.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for
you
calling. Great stuff. Okay, take
no
care.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Very nice. So there's a hack wow. for you.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Paper towel.
Paper towel in my bag of salad.
You're not worried about preserving the bread. I got that.
No,
anyway.
I know that goes fast. But the how many? I mean, do you? I throw a bag of salad out a week.
Oh, we hate that. It's oh, a yeah. pet peeve.
It's
pet
crazy. Peeve. But now I'm gonna.
It's like I throw mushrooms away all the time.
I
always buy that.
Yep,
well, we're gonna have
me too, no, and then they're
it.
Gone.
Bad.
It's awful.
Anywho, so that's that. 105.7 WROR 80s and more. Sunny today. And hot. Return to the 90s. 90 today. And possible thunderstorm this afternoon. Had some doozies yesterday.
My right? goodness.
They were loud and proud yesterday.
We got it flooded in Lucy's room. Like all the rain came in the window and Dave ooh. Went upstairs. And yeah, it was crazy.
I saw my neighbor's fence get struck by lightning.
Did you really?
We had the boomers coming through, and I looked down the street at just the right time, and I saw this flash of lightning and the thunder correct. Clap. It was like, whoa!
What's the fence made of?
It was a vinyl fence, but it had it struck kind of the hinges
metal
and everything.
There somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, and wow. it like blew out one of their
yeah,
smoke
I've been
detectors.
Nervous
I was
about
like, wow.
That.
No, that was something else. All right, more
just
today.
Just got the house resided. Oh, my God, and it's lightning all over. Oh, my God.
And clear sky, 71 tonight, tomorrow. Pretty much same thing. Cloudy, high about 90 with a stray severe thunderstorm. They use the word severe. How about this? In India, a woman recently filed for a divorce from her husband after just 18 months because he had, quote, too much love for her.
Really?
Yes. She said they never argued. He never held anything against her. And he even pitched in on cooking and housework.
What is wrong with her?
Who could live with that?
She says, whenever I make a mistake, he always forgives me. I wanted to argue with him. He never shouted at me. I'm feeling, this is true, I am feeling suffocated in such an environment. The court asked her if she had any other reason, please, that she wanted a divorce. She couldn't come up with one, so the court rejected the divorce.
Really?
They still get rejected over there.
Really?
Really. He was too good.
Well, maybe
for her.
He was boring.
Felt suffocated.
I can't believe that.
See? Are you sure? You can be too nice.
No, you can't.
You can be.
You know what? When you're young, you think these things. You like want passion and all that stuff. But when you're old, you're like, ugh. Stop arguing with me. In fact, stop talking altogether.
Wow. And agree with me, okay?
Right? So it wasn't
I'm
you.
Right. That wasn't me.
No, no. Nope.
No, sir.
All righty. Yeah, we'll leave you with that. 8:55. All right, 3 hours. Commercial-free music, 9:15.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.